Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Livestock going to have their Big Sky Roundup Thursday, June 25th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start with the Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. 44,900 head will be offered, including 7,300 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, over 7,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information or call them 800-422-2117.
It stands alone in high yield potential. It's Lone Rider, another in the innovative new wheat varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Lone Rider has an ideal blend of genetics from Duster, Billings, and Eastern Europe germplasm and has the broadest geographic reach among all OSU varieties throughout the Western Plains. Want strong yields without the weak straw? Lone Rider has the standability and short stature good for maximizing irrigated yields, and it finishes early with a large kernel. Saddle up with Lone Rider. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Latest crop progress numbers are out from USDA. We're starting to really get a feel of what's going on across the country with some of these major crops. Winter wheat harvest rolling right along. Nationally, we now have 29% of the U.S. winter wheat crop harvested. Five-year average is 26% by this date. 85% of the Texas crop is now harvested. That's well ahead of their 66% five-year average. Oklahoma, likewise, according to NASS, 85% harvested versus the five-year average of 65% by this date. We've basically doubled, went from 40% up to 85% in the latest week. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, though, in a report yesterday afternoon, saying we're 95% harvested in Oklahoma. The Kansas crop, the nation's largest wheat crop, is now 25% harvested, slightly ahead of the 24% five-year average. U.S. corn crop is looking really good right now. It actually ticked back up 1 point. It dropped 4 percentage points on its good to excellent rating a week ago to 71%, back to 72% nationally now. The Iowa crop is exceptional here in 2020. 85% of the Iowa crop rated in good to excellent shape. My oh my. Soybean crop, Iowa, likewise, at 84% in good to excellent shape. Nationally, U.S. soybeans are at 70% good to excellent. That's down 2 points from a week ago at 72%. Cotton planting is right now nationally 96% done. That's right on track, five-year average. We're up to 87% now planted in Oklahoma, according to NASS, versus the five-year average of 90%. 95% of the Texas cotton crop planted, 99% of the Kansas crop now planted. As far as the condition of the cotton crop, we're at 40% in good to excellent shape, 35% fair nationally, 23% of the huge Texas crop now good to excellent, 37% fair, and 40% of the Texas crop in trouble, poor to very poor right now. 31% of the Oklahoma crop now in good to excellent shape, 68% called in fair condition. Finally, for grain sorghum, 47% of the crop rated good to excellent versus 48% a week ago. We've got 48% of the Kansas crop rated good to excellent shape. That's the largest grain sorghum crop in the country. 55% of the Oklahoma crop rated good to excellent. 39% of the Texas grain sorghum crop good to excellent, according to USDA. Happening today at the Career Tech and Drum Ride, Career Tech and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture doing a joint announcement about a new curriculum that's being rolled out by Career Tech for meat processing that'll be available later this year. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.